Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Bark, 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 bark. No, I'm not doing this whole episode in dog. My day started, much as you're hearing right now, with the dog barking at 5 o'clock in the morning. I had a choice. I could be upset, and I could lie in bed and say, gosh darn it, I was trying to sleep, now I can't get back to sleep, dog woke me up, my day is ruined. Or I could play the cards as they're in my hand and say, it's 5 o'clock. I'm awake. What can I do? And that's what I did. I got up. I will admit, at first, I was not feeling very sane. I was not saying, this is a great opportunity today. No, I was saying, frickin' dog woke me up early. I'm tired. I don't want to get up yet. But I got up. And I used that time. I went out on the deck when it was quiet and the sun was rising. And went over my strategic plans. You know, the ones I don't often think about because I'm so in the weeds of the business. So I thought about it. I went downstairs to the basement, to my office, did a bit of work, did a couple things I needed to catch up on, things that there wasn't room for on the calendar because the day is too busy. I could have used that as an excuse to say, this day is ruined. I'm going to be tired. I haven't slept enough. I hate the stupid dog. But instead, I'd used it as an opportunity. I got things done. I got ahead. I got more done by 8 a.m. this morning than I have many days by noon, because I had that time and I took advantage of it. We have a choice when something goes wrong. We have a choice when the unexpected happens. We can choose to give into it. We can choose to see it as a disaster, as everything is ruined. Or we can choose to embrace it. We can choose to say, all right, this is not what I would have liked, but what do we have? And what can we do with it? And most importantly, what opportunities now exist that did not exist before? I didn't see this coming, but now that it has come, what has it brought me? The best example, of course, is COVID itself. The great pause. The great pandemic. In March, something very unexpected happened, and some people took that to mean everything is ruined, we're doomed. While others pivoted and said, what opportunities does this present? I never want to go back to the way things were before March 2020, because all of the great things I have now are from that great opportunity that presented itself. What has happened in your life that maybe you see as a derailment, you see as a distraction, you see as a problem that may contain the next great opportunity? What unfortunate event can you seize to be your next big chance? I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.